of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Tuesday morning on McGraw Live, we check in with Tony Messenger from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He's worried that the Missouri legislature will allow the Normandy School District to go bankrupt again. Rick Dildine from the Shakespeare Festival of St. Louis previews the upcoming spring and summer series. And where can you get a tune-up for your bike this weekend? We'll tell you on McGraw Live. Watch us on KTRS.com starting at 6 a.m. and listen to the Big 550 KTRS.
What would your team, group, or club do with $10,000? Enter Baymont Inns and Suites Home Team Hospitality Contest by April 27th. Visit baymontinns.com/hometeamhospitality for more.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter?
Warning, warning, potential technical difficulties. Potential technical difficulties.
Life can be so sweet.
We will resume to our regularly scheduled program broadcast. That's right, that was the late, great Don Pardo.
Sounded just like him.
Is this mic sounding better, Peon, or no?
Yes,
yeah.
Sorry, folks, last minute checklist.
This rover.
Watch your language, bud. We're on the air.
Crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
I was at a place yesterday where they were doing karaoke, and someone started singing this song.
Really?
Yes.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really good story.
It was absolutely horrible.
Well, as karaoke usually is.
I know. This was.
And Dan, you know what? You're overly critical because you're a professional singer. And you have, have perfect pitch and are a fantastic singer. You're a little tough on amateurs.
No.
You heard me. Good afternoon. Welcome to the, I guess we dedicate this show and this day to pot smokers. It's 420. I still don't know.
Far up.
Yeah, I've tried to read as much as I can about this 420 thing, and you get, you know, a couple of different stories, but for whatever reason, 420. Remember a couple of years ago this came up, and I had no idea what we were talking about?
Yes.
And I don't know which one of you tried to explain it to me. 420, I guess the best way to put it is if somebody goes 420, that's sort of a signal, let's go smoke some pot or something. Today on 420, at 420, supposedly, pot smokers everywhere will light them up at 420. So in about an hour, let's say in about an hour and a half, it'll be a half hour that it's had time to kick in. If you start running into a bunch of people, I don't know, about 5 o'clock, are going far out, man. Well, you know why.
And they're really hungry.
Yeah. So, like, these guys together, you know, and, decided, hey, we're not doing nothing. Let's, like, make a country or something.
There you go. That's from last year on 420. And, Dan, I'm glad you said that because, I was informed by someone earlier today who knows a little bit about not pot smoking but the restaurant business that this is going to be a huge afternoon, late afternoon and evening for Taco Bell.
Oh,
as
yeah.
Well, no, I'm serious. As well as they've staff up and they have documented proof that on 420 they sell a boatload of food because about 5 or 6 o'clock. A lot of hungry people with the munchies going into not just Taco Bell, but I guess, you know, McDonald's or Wendy's.
Oh, yeah. McDonald's was very smart, too. They announced a while back, you know, a month or so ago, that they were going to start testing all-day breakfast. and today is that day. In San Diego, I think, at the San Diego McDonald's, they're testing that. All-day breakfast. It's only certain, like, 9 items. It's not the entire breakfast menu, but most everything. You know, McMuffins and...
So if anybody out there is a pot smoker, you know, I've tried it, like, 4 times in my whole life, and then a couple of weeks ago I tried a square of a chocolate, I don't know, medical marijuana bar, chocolate bar. That's it for me. So I have no experience. I don't know anything about it. But if you do and you... You know, you're planning to celebrate somehow, and you belong to the local 420 club. I'm sure there is such a thing. Maybe give us a call while you still know what you're saying before you're out of your head. Now, Peon, let me start by saying that every once in a while, in fact, regularly, Peon will either hold for me and hand it to me when I come in or shoot me by text, email, or fax or whatever a story that he thinks we might be able to kick around, and either the audience will be entertained by it or educated by it or informed by it. And he had such a story today. And I'm telling you, I was completely into this. And Peon, I just found out it's not true. The Marilyn Monroe thing.
Oh, I mean, it was on a site that was not, I mean, it was none of the mainstream sites had it. This
okay,
one was.
Well, there you go. But that in itself, here, what we're talking about, folks, is that there's a story about a guy named Normand with a D, Normand Hodges. And according to the story, Mr. Hodges is 78, and he has a terminal illness. Now, he's not crazy. He's just old. He's a former CIA agent. And he's claiming, as he's getting ready to go to the pearly gates, I guess, to fess up and feel better about dying, that he has, for our government, killed 37 people.
Whoa.
I know.
Whoa. Whoa.
And he says he only was given orders, which he carried out, to kill one woman, and it was Marilyn Monroe. And he says why? That she was a threat to national security. Because if you remember, she's sleeping with Robert Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, a couple of gangsters. I mean, she knew too much. And so when I read this, I thought, wow, this could... And it still could be true. Not maybe that he did it, but that she was murdered. And then I go and I find that Snopes look into this, and as far as they can tell, this is absolutely not true. And I don't even know that there is a Normand,
Hodges. Here it is, right here on Snopes.
Yeah, Snopes. It's just false.
Yeah.
Boom, false. Not true.
Bummer.
But boy, the people that generate these stories do a terrific job of putting it together in a way that makes you think, you know what, this I'll bet this is true.
Yeah, I should have known. The site, it was like disclose.tv. That was the name of the website that had it.
And but here's the reason I tend to fall for it, too. Let's say this guy is telling the truth, that he was told by the government, somebody in the CIA, the president, the attorney general, and whoever else you want to mention, it's come down from the top. Marilyn Monroe has to be done away with. She has to be out of the picture. Normand, take care of it. You're the guy. The reason that even though it's not on the NBC Nightly News, to me, the reason for that is they don't want us to know. The mainstream media doesn't want us to know that if it's the truth. They're not going to have it as a lead story. They're not going to look into it. I think there are certain things that... Take Kennedy, for example, and his many, many, many girlfriends, which it's well documented. The media did a fantastic job of putting some sort of non-written pact together that we're not touching this. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, right.
It's like they're real good about keeping things from us, whether it's Area 54, if that's anything, really.
51.
51, whatever. And this deal. So I don't.
Oh yeah, no, it's a shame. I mean, that almost 100% of the people will never know all the secrets that the government is.
And for people who go, well, you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, I think you're crazy, and I think you're naive. I think there's a lot, like Peon just said, that we will never be told. That if we knew it, we'd go, what?
No,
you got to be kidding me.
I believe that too.
I believe it. Now, as far as this. Yeah, there have been several stories about former Air Force, even a general, I think, who they're old now, they're dying. And as they're dying, you know, you call your daughter into the room and go, here, hon, and hand her a written, crumpled up piece of paper that is your statement that you were there when they housed and hid the alien bodies.
Right.
I was actually there, and I've never spoken about it. I was in fear, but now I'm dying. Well, those are pretty believable.
Well, maybe they're not. Maybe they're still not saying anything because their families have been threatened too. The government has said.
But see, that's what the conspiracy people love to believe, because when there's an argument and people go, well, if that were true, how come their kids don't come forward with the photo? Well, because their kids' lives are at risk. Yeah, that's part of the whole, you know.
Because they didn't tell their kids, so their kids won't even know to even say anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of enjoy thinking some of this stuff is true. I was into this Marilyn Monroe thing. I'm thinking, all right, now we got the real story. And again, look, she's sleeping with two of the most powerful people in the world, Bobby Kennedy, John Kennedy. He's the attorney general. And I don't remember what it was. I could look it up, I guess, real quickly. But the day after she was found dead, she was scheduled. Apparently, she had told some people she's going to go to the press and tell them some things she knows because she was mad that she'd been dumped by John Kennedy because he'd been advised, hey, knock it off with Marilyn Monroe. So she goes, okay, the jilted lover, I'll show you. I'm going to go to the press. Nah, we'll kill you. So I don't know. At least in the case of this guy, Hodges, we find out it's not true. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right, before you start, I saw a couple of fantastic movies this weekend, and I'm going to share them with you later. And neither one of these movies, at least that I saw, got any kind of rave reviews, and they were both terrific movies. I'll leave it at that. That'll keep them listening later on. All right, Eon the Peon, what do you have?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Newest Pat Robertson clip.
Oh.
Fantastic.
I'll just go ahead and jump right in. I don't think we even really need to.
No.
Pat, this first one is from Marie, who says, my son is 11, and he's recently started listening to music that speaks of the beast within and the infection in people. And it's almost come to the point of me giving up trying to parent him. He's constantly mean and nasty to us, and I worry for his soul. I'm not going to give up on him, and I know the Lord's going to save him. But what can I do to help him become a nicer person and the sweet little boy I miss so much?
Here it comes.
Well, I tell you what you can do. Recognize he's going into puberty and he's got all those issues. I mean, so some psychiatrists say, oh, remember, he's got puberty issues. But it doesn't hurt to smack a little 11-year-old around a little bit and say, look, kid, I'm your parent. You behave. You're not going to listen to that garbage in my house. If you do, I'm going to tear it up and break those records. I'm not going to, or records. CDs or whatever.
iPod or however you get that mess.
I know he's only 11. He's just a little twerp, and you make that little twerp behave. He's your kid. He's just a little boy.
Yes. Removing privileges, too, because an 11-year-old can't drive, so they can't go anywhere
without you. I don't know what his privilege is, but the thing, there's a lot of evil in the world, and you have to protect kids from evil.
Don't forget to mention homosexuality.
But look, little kids, little boys, I guess you act like you're a single woman, and they'll take advantage of you because they figure if there was a man in the house.
Well, she says he's constantly mean and nasty to us. And so.
Well, us. Well, then daddy had better get in there. Little kid wouldn't do that with me, I promise you. Okay.
Yeah, you're a tough guy.
I beat the hell out of him.
Yeah, Pat. You're tough.
Big daddy's home.
What? He made the smack sound.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Okay. That's why I have such wonderful children. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. He cracked himself up there.
Yeah.
So Pat Robertson's solution.
If I was his daddy, I'd beat the crap out of him.
Beat your kid. Did you hear when she is reading, as she gets to the end and is about to go to him, he got into his, you could hear him, you could hear him starting his obscene phone caller voice. And I don't know what that is that makes him feel he has to. Pat, how long have you worked with the microphone? Stop breathing into it like an obscene phone caller. Holy, I love this guy.
Yes.
He's so easy to make fun of. Do you have anything
else? Beat the crap out of him.
Yeah.
I like his word. Slap him around.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, come on. It's just a little twerp.
He's your kid.
Slap him around a little bit.
yes, I have this list here. I thought I'd share. This is from Teresa Belton. She's the author of Happier People, Healthier Planet.
That sounds good.
And she made a list of, there are 8 things you can start doing to help you feel better right now, happier right
now.
Well,
I can't wait to hear this, because I don't feel that.
So, yes. No, I don't feel that great either. So maybe we can start doing a couple of these on the list. All right, first one, declutter.
Okay, I need to do that.
You give stuff away, donate your possessions to a charity, or pass them on to someone who can use them. This can relieve stress and create a sense of lightness and unburdening.
I believe that.
A less cluttered bedroom can also bring the added bonus of better sleep.
What?
That's pretty good.
Sleep? I don't want sleep in the bedroom. No. I'm looking for
second
it.
One, this is how you can start feeling happy right now. Hang up your wash outdoors.
Whoa, there you go.
Because it'll help you get some fresh air. And create an orderly line of washing, and that will give you a relaxing break and reason to get outside in the garden.
All right, can I stop you?
Yes.
Only because I have to. Dan, I'm sorry that young peon is probably not old enough to understand what I'm about to say. Dan, did you grow up in a place where women hung out their laundry?
Yes.
I did too. Every yard had a clothesline.
Yep.
Now, as a 15, 16-year-old boy, I got the biggest kick out of trying to go through the neighborhood to see what the women's bras looked like.
Our panties.
Yes. And if they had daughters, you know, I want to see their 18-year-old daughter's bra hanging up.
Oh,
then I know how big they are. I'm not kidding. It's not sick.
I wanted to see those panties, yeah.
Well, I wasn't as much on the panties as I was the bras. Oh, come on, Pion. Mr. Brett.
I was.
You would look at the bras. And we had one woman in our neighborhood. Alice was her name. She had monster boobs. And when she would hang her bra out, it looked like a guy hung out a paratrooper, put a couple of his parachutes on on the clothesline. It was fantastic. Fantastic.
Well, were people happier back then?
I think they were. So
they seemed to be.
When they hung their clothes. And I think your laundry smelled better.
Yeah.
Next one, you can invite a lonely person to a cup of tea.
No thanks.
Or offer to help your neighbor with their garden, the leaking pipe, or shopping, et cetera.
Leaking pipe?
Did you say et cetera?
Et cetera.
Okay.
Feeling needed and having a sense of belonging to a community are important factors for a sense of well-being.
That sounds good.
Next one here, to make you feel happier, you go for a walk.
Oh, okay.
This is some enlightening stuff here. Mm-hmm. It says,
you know, I put that in the category with these people who say take a cleansing breath. What a bunch of crap that is. You're supposed to inhale and very slowly, and it's supposed to calm. It doesn't do anything.
Yeah. It says, time spent in green surroundings has shown time and time again to be calming and restorative.
That sounds even
green surroundings.
Even a green view is beneficial. So good, try and buy some indoor plants too. Geraniums for a windowsill or ivy for a dark corner.
Didn't realize
herbs
it was that simple.
For the kitchen. No, next one, you can stand up straight and smile.
What?
This is,
yes, that'll make you feel happy.
What if you were slightly stooped and you smiled? That wouldn't be any good?
No, apparently not. The way we hold ourselves and our facial expression affects the way we feel.
What about the poor people listening who can't stand up straight? How hurtful to them. Somebody's in a wheelchair.
Guess,
oh, great.
Yeah,
easy for you to say.
Well, I guess they can never be happy.
Or some of these old people who are stooped over like they're looking for change on the ground all the time. Yeah, they're all bent over. They got scoliosis or something. What if they smile? No good?
No. According to Teresa, they'll never be happy.
Wow.
Adopt a confident posture and you will feel more confident.
You
can look calmly on the world, and it will seem a friendlier place.
What a bunch of...
Next one, you can visit an empty beach or hilltop. Being a tiny part... this is Teresa Belton. She's an author. And her book is Happier People, Healthier Planet. Being a tiny part of an immense landscape can reassuringly put worries into perspective.
Who buys a book like this? If I saw this book, I'm not kidding. If I walked by and I saw Happier People, Healthier Planet, that's the first book that I would make a note to myself not to buy. I'm going to go pick it up and look at it.
Well, maybe that's why you're unhappy.
Not happy.
Maybe
Happier People, Healthier Planet.
Next one, get moving. Physical activity gets us out of our heads and generates endorphins.
There you go, Frank.
The hormone which makes us feel good.
That
I always feel good when I exercise. How about you?
I feel like crap.
I do believe that for most people that's true, but I tried exercise. I went to a gym for 8 months. I never felt worse in my life.
Maybe you don't have any endorphins left. It says, dig the garden. Boy, she keeps going back to the garden.
Oh, my God.
Cycle, walk, dance, make pastry.
Maybe it's misspelled. Pasties. Make some pasties.
You know who seems really happy, though? Alan Smith.
Well, he does.
Boy, he does seem
from
a little...
the garden. Yeah, I'm Alan Smith.
Yeah.
He does seem happy. He seems gay. Happy and gay.
Yeah. Last thing, appreciate the little things. From a spider spinning a web to a bird singing, these are just a few of the endless everyday details which we often overlook or take for granted.
I usually kill the spider spinning a web.
And I have a little thing, and I don't appreciate it at all. I wish it was a bigger thing. I'd appreciate that.
That's all you have to do. You can do those right now, and it said you'll start feeling happy right away.
Well, that sure sounds simple.
I thought I'd share that list.
Great, thank you.
Help everybody.
Anything else?
No.
Dan?
Just have one thing.
All right. This is Dan Strauss.
Thank you so much,
you're
Frank. I have one thing for all of the news stations that... when they lead their sports off, the leading story is always the Cardinals.
It should be
the Blues. The Blues are in the playoffs.
I agree with you.
They always lead off with the Cardinals. The Blues.
But you need to understand.
I know.
Whether you like it or not.
I know it.
Baseball following is so much bigger.
Yes.
Than hockey, it just is.
Oh, I know. And it's the beginning of the season, but the Blues are in the playoffs. But when they lost the first game, I think everybody was like, "Oh." Crap, here we go again. Yeah. Here we go again.
Give him a chance.
Yeah, just give him a chance. That's all. Yeah, that's
all. All right, let's close the Berks. Berks is officially closed. As I said, I saw a couple of great movies. I will share those with you later. I was surprised even at how you... Peon, CBS Sunday Morning, did you record it?
I have it recorded, yes.
Yeah. Watch it, because there are two good segments on there, one on Russell Crowe and the other one on the Northern Lights, the Areola Borealis.
Oh. Areola.
I've seen that.
Aurora, I think it's.
Oh, Aurora.
I think it's Aurora.
And it's a great segment. We'll talk about it later, but I'm going to add that to our list. Remember when we started that list of things to see before you die? The Grand Canyon, Las Vegas.
You've seen them already, though, haven't you?
I have, but I'm going to add it for other people.
Oh, yes. No, that's definitely on my list.
Oh, you can't describe it. Can't describe it to anybody. It's creepy. It's spiritual. It's frightening. It's calming. It's everything. It's kind of like if a giant... neon sign, greenish blue neon sign broke, and all that color escaped into the air. You're watching it sort of dissipate and swirl around in the air. I don't know how else to describe it. It's or when you watch these movies, Ghostbuster type movies, and they show an image of what's supposed to be a ghost and it's swirling color. That's what it looks like. And you're standing there not even believing. And somebody listening may be from Alaska or spent a lot of time way up north. You can call a little later after the break and try to help me explain to people what the Northern Lights look like. It's something you can't explain. So that's a good segment. You watch for that. Speaking of good, if you add another word to it, feed, you have the good feed stores. I'll tell you where to go in St. Louis to find the good feed stores, but first I need to tell you why you want to find them and who you are, which of you people might be interested in going. Now, if you don't have any pain anywhere, I don't see any reason to go in the good feed store, unless you might want to be a little bit taller. But you could do that with a cheap sort of insert to just step you up about a quarter of an inch if you're like Tom Cruise. They're not in the make you tall business. They're in the eliminate pain business through insert arch supports in your shoe. If you think it sounds ridiculous and you say, well, my goodness, my hip hurts, my knee hurts, what is putting something in my shoe going to do for that? Well, I can't answer that. I can't really explain it completely, but I can tell you this. If you'll go to a good feed store and when you walk in and they ask you where the pain is, you tell them. And if it's coming from your feet, and the fact that you are even slightly putting undue pressure on a certain part of your feet and not equally distributing that pressure, and that pain is gone or almost completely gone right there in the store, then you just you explain it to somebody. It's hard to do, except to say, I walked in here and I had a pain that once we found the right insert, I didn't have that pain anymore. Or I could tell it was already starting to go away and soon would be completely gone. That's what we're looking for. If you can't see, if you can't feel relief right there in the store, nobody's asking you to buy anything. They want you to buy it because it works. But you're not going to know that until you go in. So if you've been told, well, you know, good painkillers will help you, surgery will help you, if you wonder if there's another alternative, there very might well be, in the form of the Good Feet stores. Check them out. You don't need an appointment. You're probably not going to be in there more than 30, 40 minutes. In Creve Coeur, they're on Olive, just west of 270, across from Friday's. In Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's. You go to goodfeetstlouis.com, the Good Feet stores.
Meet me.
Let's see how traffic's how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Wiley.
You know, Dan, I heard you guys talking about today is the celebration of 420. So yeah. I've got a little note here to pass along to you. Colorado, they switched their mile marker 420 to 419.99 to stop people from stealing it.
Oh, my goodness.
Happens yeah. all the time.
That's so wild.
How long have you known about the 420 thing? Is it something you knew for a long time?
Oh, yeah. It's. I mean,
I think it started in the 70s.
It's been going on for quite a while.
Man, we're so out of it. A couple of years ago, it's the first I ever heard of it.
Yeah. Hey, where'd you see the Northern Lights?
I went fishing in Canada. And the second trip when I took my boys, I was so glad we were that lucky. We were about to go to lodge for dinner, and my boys went on ahead of me. And my son ran back to this cabin. He said, Dad, you've got to get up here to the lodge right now. You're not going to believe it. And I walked up, and we stood out on the sort of ledge or porch on the lodge, and nobody spoke. It was almost like we were about to be greeted by some people from another planet. I have never seen anything like it.
Yeah, and you don't want
you've
to leave.
You've seen it, right?
I've seen it about five or six times.
And it's like you can reach up and touch it, but you can't. And no, you don't want to leave, and we didn't until it was gone. And it comes and then just very gradually leaves.
Yeah.
And you just stand there going, what in the world did we just look at?
It is. It's fascinating. I'll be listening to you when you talk about it later. Well, all right, it's
kind of done, but watch. Hey, if you didn't record it, you can. But you can pull it up online and watch it. CBS Sunday Morning from yesterday. They did a segment on the Northern Lights. It's really good.
Okay, good. Thanks. All right, they've cleared the accident on Highway 270 at Washington Elizabeth. You're running well there. They've just now reopened the ramp from eastbound 40 onto Highway N. They had a crash there. They had to close. Only slowdown right now I see is on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland. This report brought to you by St. Louis Cardinals. The Cardinals host divisional rivals Pittsburgh Pirates the weekend of May 1st through the 3rd with great giveaways all weekend long. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com. The St. Louis Cardinals, tradition meets today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Monday, April 20th at 7:05 p.m., the Redbirds take on the Round Rock Express on KTRS, your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan. There's a name I want you to remember, and it's Fertilome. You've probably seen the name when you visit your favorite nursery. Just the sound of the name Fertilome makes you think of lawn and gardens, doesn't it? These folks have a whole line of very effective products like their Weed-Free Zone, a weed killer you can use in cool weather, Root Stimulator that will really build a strong root system on those little flowers, and one of my favorites, Fertilome Azalea Food for your evergreens. Fertilome products are only available at your local nursery or garden center, so when you visit this spring, be sure to look for the Fertilome name, and you'll discover many products that'll make your gardening efforts quick, easy, and effective. Oh, and when you have a question about how to grow something or a gardening problem, I'll just bet your dealer will give you the answer with a Fertilome product right in his hand. So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, its name says gardening success.
Normally, I would tell you how great Boardwalk Hardwood Floors is, but I want to say thank you to Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, because without them, I would have paid significantly more for my hardwood floors, and I wouldn't have gotten the nice hardwood floors that I got. I got a very nice Brazilian hardwood, and I got a great deal, courtesy of Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, because it's factory direct. They buy from the factories in truckload quantities, and they pass those savings on to you and to me. They'll teach you how to install the floor yourself, or like me, they'll find someone who will do it. They'll also rent you all the tools. In fact, not only did I buy my floors from Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, but I also purchased flooring to use for my headboard. And I had some leftover, and I'm going to make my bar top out of the hardwood floor that I purchased from Boardwalk Hardwood Floors. They have three locations, in Crestwood, Manchester, and in St. Peter's. 314-730-3100. That's 314-730-3100, or Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
I'm here with Steve Scallon of the St. Louis Home Retention Group. And Steve, does everybody get approved for a loan modification?
Well, actually, Scott, no, they don't. And in some cases, there's a very real opportunity for homeowners to get a better option by selling the property at market value and getting some of the government money called HAFA. It allows them to stay in the property for as much as 6 to 8 months without making mortgage payments while we negotiate the release of any other balance.
That's something like a short sale?
Yes, it is. And you have to be very careful when you deal with people who say that they can do short sales, because you have to remain protected during that process. And you also make sure that the people who are helping you are going to make sure that your negative balance is forgiven.
And that's something you can get at the St. Louis Home Retention Group.
That's absolutely what we do. We do it every day.
A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau. A-plus-plus rated by their customers. 636-527-5121. Or stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators' 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Gorgeous hand-scraped Supreme Bamboo is just $179. Exotic hardwood, laminate, and more is up to 77% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store and 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Rip City is the place to take family or friends to watch a Blues playoff win or a Cards game. Rip City has created a tradition unmatched by barbecued restaurants. Owner Greg Mathis and his daughter Jessie serve award-winning baby back ribs, St. Louis-style ribs, and sensational pulled pork. Rip City on Manchester, just east of 270 in the Colonnade Center. It's easy to find. Save room for that coconut cream pie. It's a delight. Hungry? Make it Rip City. The 2015 Thoroughbred racing season at Fairmont Park opens on March 24th. Join us for Horse Hookie Tuesday afternoons, post time at 1. It features the Coors Light Miller Lite Beach Party. And for the first time ever, Saturday afternoon live programs run from March 28th to April 25th. Kentucky Derby Day is May the 2nd. Be a part of our 90th anniversary meeting. The tradition continues. For more information, go to fairmontpark.com.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
This song is, or who it is, I don't think I've ever heard it before.
I've been working real hard trying to get my ass.
Who's that?
We'll drive that
new guy named Bruce Springsteen.
I think it's Springsteen, but I'm not familiar with the song. Okay, folks, this is not something that I wish I didn't even have to say this, but here's the deal. I'm sitting here reading an email from an advertiser or potential advertiser who was informing me that they inquired through the station about advertising, having me advertise for them, and they've never received a reply. It's not the first time I've heard this. So here's the deal, and unfortunately I'm going to have to repeat this a couple of times, maybe again today and down the road. if you have a business or you're in the position at a particular business, it's your job to decide how the advertising money is spent. And you want me, or you want to talk to me about the possibility of having me speak for you, I think you're going to have to contact me directly, because unfortunately, there is a chance that your request will never get to me. I'm not going to go into why I think that is. There's also the chance that you will be redirected or given other options. That's absolutely not the way it should work here. But unfortunately, it looks like that's what it's come to. So if you want to talk to me, and I will be happy to call you back, you email me, francoopinion@yahoo.com. francoopinion@yahoo.com. Now, please don't email me if you... It used to be an expression when I was a kid, your eyes are bigger than your stomach. You know, you think you can eat more than you can really eat. It is not inexpensive. And if you have a total yearly advertising budget of, you know, $20,000, $30,000 a year, I wouldn't recommend that you do this, because you're going to have to borrow some money to put with that, and that'll be all you're doing. And in some cases, for some advertisers, this is all they need. I have several people that I speak for, they don't do anything else. They don't feel like they need to. So again, the message here is, if you are interested in talking to me, and it won't take us long to decide if this is a good fit or if you can afford it or if I want to speak for you, francoopinion@yahoo.com. And to the person who wrote me, I just emailed you back. You will absolutely be hearing from me, and I want to know a little more about why. Well, we're going to find out why you weren't contacted by somebody, and I think I know why. So sorry we have to do it that way, but apparently there seems to be some division between KTRS as a radio station and me and the show, and that's not the way it should be. It should never have come to that. Do we close the Burke segment? I think we
yes.
Did. All right. We have a little time to take a couple calls if you'd like to call. Jose will come in here after the news break, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Well, the other thing is, if you're an advertiser or a business and you've ever talked to the station about working with me, and you were encouraged to look at something else, would you please let me know that? I'd love to hear that story, too. I'm not a sports guy. I don't know anything really about sports. Can somebody explain to me the Tim Tebow story? What is the deal that he can't – he's supposed to be such a great quarterback, and he now he's with the Eagles? What the heck is going on?
I don't understand that, because they have Bradford and Sanchez, and now
– Well, the offense, I mean, do you really want to go deep into it?
Yeah, maybe later I do, because I knew as well this Tim Tebow is a great – and then it seems like has he ever even – scored a touchdown or passed for a touchdown? Not has he as an NFL player? I mean,
He has one of the lowest completion rates ever for a quarterback at 48%. A lot of people, you know, NFL experts say he's not a very good quarterback, but the Eagles want to use him for running more than
passing.
Wasn't
that supposed to be the reason teams were going to want him, was because he was a great quarterback?
Yes, but you have to have a specific system, offensive system, where you can utilize a quarterback as a rusher, not as a passer.
How about Peon, everybody? He knows him. He knows
him. I know a little bit about sports.
Okay, well, let me do a little bit of business. We'll take some phone calls. This will take me a minute. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Dial us up. We'll chat. Like I said, Jose's coming in after the news. My dental clinic, I'm sure you know by now, because I've been going there for 42 years, is Ballast Dental Care. Ballast Dental Care is at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. 42 years. Twice a year with only a couple of exceptions, so that's, you know, over 80 visits. I know a thing or two about this place, and here's what I know. If you would like to become a patient, they would love to have you as a patient. I also know that if you'll have one appointment there, and you'll get your teeth checked or cleaned or x-rayed or whatever they need to do, you will more than likely never want to go anywhere else. That is a huge statement and a strong statement, but I think it's true. At least it's true from everybody I've ever heard from who went there. And some of them have come from as far as 150 miles and had gone as long as 20 years without going to a dentist because they were scared to death. I get it. They get it. Ballast Dental Care. BallastDentalCare.com. That's the website. You go there. You get the phone number. You call them. Say, I want to make my first appointment ever with you. They'll be thrilled to death to have you, and you are going to be so glad you did this. Delbert's on the phone. Hello, Delbert. How are you?
Fine, guys. By the way, I'm AM and PM.
Thank you very much. How can we help you, Delbert?
Well, Frank, I just have an opinion. I just have a comment on an advertisement, and you know what? I won't say the name of this place that I'm going to speak about. It's not the Good Feet store. I will say that.
Okay, thank you.
Here's the thing. When I watched this advertisement on television the other day, it showed the people that were having their product out, and it was paid actors. I'm going, wait a minute. If you really want me to buy your product, why would you have to pay an actor to come in and do something that a person who's used your product would be able to do, as opposed to an actor?
Now, was the paid actor supposed to be a customer, or was it supposed to be someone working at the business?
No, a customer.
Okay. That's not uncommon.
Well, and I know it's not uncommon, but for me to buy your product, I'm kind of the kind of guy is that, if I'm going to go to Goodfeet, for example, I know Frank Opinion's already kind of done some of that legwork, and so I'm more interested in what Frank Opinion has to say as opposed to some actor that...
And by the way, even if it weren't me, if it were just Joe Schmuckmeyer, you know he's a real guy who went into this... Yeah, I get you.
Absolutely. So that was just my comment. I mean, if you really want me to buy your product, why don't you put the real people out there who use your product, and then I might have some similarity to those guys, and I might go, okay, yeah, I'll go down and see those guys.
Delbert, that's a great point. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
Love
you.
The show.
Yeah, here's the reason that happens. Not all customers are very good when it comes to being on TV or on the radio. They don't come across.
Oh, they
very
could be
well.
One of the most satisfied customers you have, but
they
they're
can't
just
talk.
Not exactly.
And they can't talk about it. They don't know how to. Yeah.
Or they don't want to.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people. If you go, hey, would you do a testimony? Oh, I'd rather not be on the radio or be on TV. And I get that. But here's the deal: if you're going to use a fake customer, and what's worse to me is when I see, especially a TV commercial. And I know for a fact the person they're showing me working in the showroom doesn't work there. They're actors.
Yeah.
With the name tag of the employee on it, they don't work there. That bothers me even more. So at least put on the screen a paid actor or not really one of our customers. Of course, then that would kind of take the wind out of those sales. But I guess there's no regulation, there can't be, that says... Well, I tell you something, we run, and it's not just us. There's one that we run, and we're running it now, and you hear a customer on the phone. Well, until I met Dr. So-and-so, I just didn't think I would ever, but I'll tell you what, it worked for me, and I'd recommend it to anybody. That voice is the exact same voice on at least three other commercials for three different products. She is a paid telephone customer doing a testimonial over the phone. And I have heard her, and I know that voice, and I've done this for a long time, and I'm telling you, this chick never bought the product, has never called the company, yet she has a very convincing, natural, real person sort of sound. And the great skill of some actors is to sound and come off like just regular customers. Like if you can get a guy to go in and, I had talked to... And maybe his grammar's not perfect, so you don't think, well, he's not a professional actor. I saw at least four different doctors until I met Dr. Gilman, and Dr. Gilman cured my problems, and I'd recommend him to anybody. Well, that guy was an actor. And sometimes you get to actually see real customers. And if I'm the advertiser, I would make a point to put on the screen, actual customer.
Yeah.
Now they know it's not, because you can't do that if it's not, or you're lying. Then they know it's an actual customer. And they don't have to be polished or sophisticated or professional communicators. I just like to know that they really did go in there and get the problem solved or get the car of their dreams or whatever it was. Jose Hernandez is on the way. So if you have any questions about anything high. I wonder how the Apple Watch sales are going. Maybe he can
tell us. Yeah, I don't
know. I've never had any desire yet to have one. Somebody asked me that the other day. Hey, have you got an Apple Watch yet? And I said, hey, man, I can barely read what's on my phone.
Exactly.
My eyes aren't that good. I'm not going to try to read an email on a watch or something. So outside the watch function, not interested in it. But he'll be here, so if you have any questions, get ready to call Jose with those. And that number is 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS. American Equity Mortgage came along about 24, 25 years ago. And they came to us meaning the show, when we were at a completely different place, completely different station. That was a long time ago, longer than we've been here. And they're still with us, and we appreciate that. We appreciate what they do and the way they do it, and you'll appreciate how fast they will get your pre-approval done and then ultimately your approval if you're trying to buy a house. You'll also appreciate the fact that even though your credit isn't exactly what you want it to be, it is less than perfect, which I might add, most people's credit is not perfect. It's less than perfect. They'll get you the best rate they can possibly get you. The rate you get is determined by your credit rating. If you don't have such great credit, you're not going to get quite the rate that somebody who has an 800 credit rating. They'll bust their butts to get you the best rate they can. And then don't forget, too, that about bill consolidation or home equity loans. That's where, as a homeowner, you use the equity to borrow money for things you need at a really low interest rate. It's the smartest way to borrow money. They are American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
Okay, Dan, we just got a report of a stalled vehicle on northbound 141 past Milldale. The center lane is blocked there. And look at westbound 40 slowing down a little bit west of Science Center now. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have great deals on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, banners, and pens, to magnets, calendars, even foam fingers. Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hailstones in your yard. Beautiful sunrises. Floodwaters in your street. Incredible sunsets. Scary cloud formations moving in. There are just as many kinds of weather photographs taken as there are many different kinds of weather. And we'd like to post yours on our website or social media. When you see bad weather or beautiful weather, share your images with us at Weather 550.